God's word is a fire in my bones,
and I cannot keep it in.
We are not building an institution or a program.
We are building the kingdom of God.
This is Do Not Keep Silent.
Good evening, friends. This is Jason DeZurich here on Do Not Keep Silent. Thanks for taking time to be with me tonight. I'm going to be digging into the laws of nature and of nature's God during this half hour. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. Yeah, don't be a pushover again. This is Do Not Keep Silent. Be sharing with you a couple fast casts, hopefully this hour. Wanted to direct you to The Way Forward is back on Facebook. Why not go find that page? Go like and follow it, friends. The Way Forward is back. We've got to get back to living out godly principles, the godly foundation, not just of our nation, but what God has given to us in the scriptures. We need to get back to living that way, living a virtuous life in the world we're finding ourselves in. Again, this is Do Not Keep Silent. Tonight I'm going to be sharing with you, actually out of the American Patriots Bible, found some things that are just very interesting there. I appreciate them putting this all together. I'm going to be sharing with you out of Romans 1 to get us started. Romans 1:18 is where I'll be. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Friends, we need to, as we begin, take a look at the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence tonight. And bear with me, friends, we need to really hear this out to understand how this all connects. It really, friends, sets the stage for the American Revolution and its absolute reliance on the laws of God. Again, this is about the laws of nature and of nature's God. Again, sharing with you tonight out of the American Patriots Bible. Now, here is the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with one another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. Again, these words that I'll be sharing with you come from the American Patriots Bible tonight. The laws of nature and of nature's God had been defined by historic legal writers such as Sir William Blackstone and others as the laws that God, the creator of the universe, had established for the governance of people, nations, and nature. Friends, Blackstone's commentaries on the law, which had become the primary law book of the founding fathers, it explained the laws of nature as the will of God for man, which can be ascertained by people through an examination of God's creation. The text of the Bible, and to a certain degree, instinct or reason. Now, Blackstone stated the following: man considered as a creature must necessarily be subject to the laws of his creator, for he is entirely a dependent being. Did you hear that, friends? And consequently, as man depends absolutely upon his maker for everything, it is necessary that he should in all points conform to his maker's will. I just want to stop there briefly. What Blackstone is saying, friends, is that yes, we are a created being. You're created. And since you're created, you must fall under the laws that this creator made, because you are dependent upon this creator, the air you breathe, that your, well, body stays together. You're not exploding. Let me continue on. This will of his maker is called the law of nature. This law of nature, being coexistent with mankind and dictated by God himself, is of course superior in obligation to any other. It is binding over all the globe, in all countries, and at all times. No human laws are of any validity if contrary to this. Friends, what Blackstone is saying is that if humans come up with different laws that go against the laws of nature, nature's God, they do not work. They are not something we have to follow. Because God has already put these laws into place. So when and if human beings want to go against what God Almighty has set into place, friends, God has put things into place so that we receive consequences and we receive benefits when we follow his ways. Again, the laws of nature. We decide to go against those laws, well, consequences happen. For instance, you can choose to walk off a building, two-story skyscraper, whatever. You can do that. But the laws of nature and of nature's God will make sure that you go down. God instituted that. It's a law that we have to follow. If we don't, well, meaning when you're on a building, bad things happen. However, this law is good too. For instance, rain, when it comes, falls down. It would not fall down if it were not for Almighty God. So there are good things that happen because of the laws of nature. Blackstone goes on to say this: and if our reason were always clear and perfect, the task would be pleasant and easy. We should need no other guide but this, the law of nature. Amen, Sir Blackstone. But every man now finds the contrary in his own experience, that his reason is corrupt and his understanding full of ignorance and error. This has given manifold occasion for the benign interposition of divine providence, which hath been pleased at sundry times and in diverse manners to discover and enforce its laws by an immediate and direct revelation. That word providence, friends, it is a word we do not use very much anymore. Sure, Providence, Rhode Island. Actually, earlier this week, I was going over this word with my daughters who are still living at home as we studied the Bible and studied, well, things about the Bible, things about God. Friends, that word providence is the action of God. That's what it means. divine action, God in action in creation. Almighty God, the Creator, is not some distant God. He didn't just wind it up and then throw creation and leave. He is active in creation. Anything else, friends, that you might believe or that you're being taught, if it goes against that, it is not Christianity. It is something else. If you believe or are being taught that Almighty God in his divine action, and he's just some deity out there, and he's hiding behind the planet Jupiter at the moment, that is not the God of the Bible. You are believing something or being taught something else. And friends, we need to be aware of that. Let me continue on with what Blackstone is sharing. The doctrines thus delivered we call the revealed or divine law, and they are to be found only in the Holy Scriptures. Upon these two foundations, the law of nature and the law of revelation, depend all human laws. Did you hear that? Any laws we come up with are going to depend on Almighty God saying, yeah, yep, that's good. That is to say, no human law should be suffered to contradict these. If there are laws that contradict the laws of nature, it will be found out and they will be found wanting. This is just one reason why we see the disciples saying why they are going to follow God and not men. Please God, not men. Friends, I really encourage you to think through this. Again, Romans 1:18 states, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. I am not sharing this, friends. This is from the Word of God. These are not my opinions. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Now, that is not me saying they are without excuse. I've had people actually challenge me when I share things out of the Bible. What I mean is, challenge me in the teachings of things, saying, you said blah, 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 when I'm going, now wait a minute here. The Word of God is what I was reading directly out of. I was reading straight out of the Bible. There are a number of texts in the Word of God where it seems as if God is being, oh, I'll say, mean or an ogre. He's not. He's warning us. For instance, Romans 1:24 states, God also gave them up to uncleanliness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. And then it goes on to say this, for this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. Now, being, again, quite blunt, these are not my words. I'm sharing with you from the God of the Bible. He is the Creator. If you choose not to want to follow him, well, that is on you. That is not on me. I'm just sharing with you what the creator of the universe has said for us. We can live outside of God's will, absolutely. But know that trouble will come. Find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. That's donotkeepsilent.com. I'll be back in just a bit. You can also find our parent ministry, Worldview Warriors, at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Years ago, when my wife and I had our first child, we had a decision to make. Well, in fact, we had a whole lot of decisions to make. One of those decisions was how we were going to teach our children the difference between right and wrong, and how we would administer this teaching. We decided very early on to be consistent in our teaching and in our delivering of benefits or consequences to one's actions. You see, we decided to actually administer first-time obedience with our children. To dig into more on this, I'd like to direct you to our blog post written by yours truly, titled Discipline.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
This is the Worldview Warriors Fastcast,
your daily spiritual energy drink,
with your host,
Jason DeZurich.
Just imagine where Israel would be today if Abraham would have given up on God and his promise that he made that Abraham would be a great nation. Even through the difficulties he faced, including some that were self-inflicted, he didn't give up and trusted in Almighty God. Friends, don't quit. Trust Almighty God in all that you do. If he really is Creator God, then you wouldn't even exist right now without him. Be thankful for him and the gift of life that he's given to you. Friends, find our blog post titled Don't Quit to dig into more on this idea today.
Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.
Yeah, go find us online at worldviewwarriors.org. That's worldviewwarriors.org. I appreciate you being with me here tonight on Do Not Keep Silent. As I continue on, I wanted to wrap up the program tonight about something that happened in 2017. I've shared part of this in the past, but I do want you to know I am just thankful for the gift of life. I'm thankful that our God is still a God of miracles. I know there are some out there who don't think he is, but not just through the reading of the Word of God, but the experience that my family and I have walked through. God is clearly still a God of miracles. Friends, back in 2017, mid-December, I woke up really sick and felt really terrible. And on the back side of my head, my neck, it just throbbed. It was horrible. I'd thrown up that evening at least 10 times and was not feeling any better the next morning. Not at all. To be honest, the next couple of days were basically a blur. I really don't remember much, if anything. And on Friday, December 15th of 2017, I was still sick. And my wife, well, she was wondering what to do. She was trying to figure out if she should take me to the doctor. Was I just dealing with the flu? She had no idea what was going on. Wait another day, see if I improved. Well, that night was much of the same. I definitely was not improving. And just so you all know, I definitely was not very conscious during this time. My oldest son asked my wife at the time, "What are we going to do about Dad?" She said she was going to wait till the next morning to take me into the doctor. And I praise God for my oldest son. He's a lot like his father. And he said, "We're not waiting We're going to take him now. So they took me to the emergency room in the local hospital. Now, I don't remember any of this at all. At all. But according to my wife, the ER was completely empty that night. And I was the only one that needed any treatment. That alone to me is darn close to being a miracle, simply because if you've ever been to a ER, you know it's just not that way. It's usually hectic and busy. So they took me for testing immediately, and as my wife and son were waiting for me to come back, my wife had told my son that I probably just needed fluids or something like that, as I was probably just dehydrated, and in her mind probably just had the flu. No sooner had she told my son that, the ER doctor came back in and told them that I had a life-threatening stroke and that I was getting prepared to make a helicopter ride down to a hospital in Columbus, Ohio. Before I go any further, there's a gentleman in our area that I always thank when I tell this story. His name's Curtis Clark. And truly, without him, I would be in heaven today. Because of him and his tenacity in telling the doctors, we've got to do something. This is, I don't know what he said exactly, but he knew it wasn't just the flu or I needed fluids. He knew something was really wrong. It was like the Lord was telling him. So you already know this, Curtis, but thank you so much for listening to the voice of God. Once I got down to Columbus, the neurosurgeon told my wife that I was about to have life-saving brain surgery. Even told her, usually I need permission to do this, but I'm not asking you. I'm going to try and save his life. So I didn't. He was saying I don't need permission. Well, the surgery happened. There are many disgusting things I could tell you about over the air, but I'm not going to do that. Suffice it to say, I had brain surgery. And I have, to this day, a scar on the back of my neck that is around 5 inches long, just to give you an idea of what took place. And it was not planned. I woke the next morning, actually. Couldn't believe it. And when I woke up, I thought I was in some torture room. A torture room that was really bright. I say that because they had lights shining at me. I was sitting in a chair, or so I thought. It was a bed that goes into a chair. And friends, I woke up moving. I had a breathing tube down my throat. I couldn't speak, but I could communicate by writing. I even used pronunciation in my writing, like exclamation points. Friends, all the nurses and doctors were utterly amazed at what was happening before their eyes. I could move both my arms and both my legs with great strength. They wouldn't say that my recovery was a miracle, but they would use terms like remarkable and incredible. As I wrap this up, friends, before being discharged 10 days later, one nurse leaned over to me, spoke very quietly in my ear as I was preparing for a test. And she whispered, "You know you're a miracle, right?" Friends, after that, I went home. Not to a nursing home, home. Even for the follow-up, friends, the nurses, doctors, physical therapists, utterly amazed. The worst thing I had to deal with was a little vertigo, and my eyes weren't so focusy. Yes, I could walk as you can hear me, I can talk. God has completely healed me up to where I can be, at least today. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm older, so there are still some things I deal with, but that's probably because of age. Friends, if you ever doubt that we serve an amazing God, please remember this story. God is absolutely still in the healing business today and is in the miracle business too. I guarantee it. He's not only given us the knowledge and technology to do what needed to be done, but he's in charge of living life and giving life, and he can take it away too. Friends, this is Do Not Keep Silent. You can find us online at donotkeepsilent.com. I'll share with you more later on about that story. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can find The Gift of Life at our blog at worldviewwarriors.org. My name is Jason DeZurich, your host for the program. Thanks for taking time to tune in with me. Don't be a pushover. Serve Christ in all that you do. Stand in strength. Stand with Christ and allow the Holy Spirit to work in and through your life. Don't be a pushover. I'll see you next time.
Do not be your own.
Be made new in Jesus Christ. Find us online
at donotkeepsilent.com.